Welcome to the English Business Podcast, where we dive into all aspects of the business world in the English language. Boo's, the popular grocery chain, has recently decided to make a significant change to its checkout system by removing self-service options. This move is in response to feedback from both executives and customers indicating a preference for human interaction during the shopping experience. By eliminating self-checkout options, Boo's aims to enhance and prioritize staff customer interactions, reflecting the company's commitment to exceptional customer service. In an unconventional move that goes against the trend of increasing technological integration, Boo's will redeploy its staff members to traditional tills. This strategy targets a personalized and engaging checkout experience for customers, underlining the company's belief that some dimensions of customer service are best maintained by a human touch. As Boo's aims to set a new standard for customer service, it hopes to build stronger staff-customer relationships and foster trust and loyalty among its shoppers. The overall shopping experience is envisaged to improve through this more personal and engaging environment. More updates on how this decision affects Boo's business and its potential influence on other supermarket chains are anticipated. Considering Boo's focus on prioritizing human interaction and superior customer service, it's expected to bring interesting developments in the supermarket industry. In the latest Diageo news, the beverage giant's financial outlook is bleak as underwhelming sales in Latin America and the Caribbean significantly impacted its share price. The company's business activity has seen a sharp slowdown in these regions, which led to a negative trend in its stock market performance and caused its shares to tumble by up to 15%. This drop has raised concerns about Diageo's financial stability and highlighted the challenges the company faces in these key markets. Diageo has issued a warning that the sluggish growth is expected to hit their profit margins hard. The company's ability to recover and regain momentum in the near future remains uncertain due to these developments. In the latest Elon Musk news, intriguing developments have emerged both in the worlds of electric vehicles and international diplomacy. Musk has expressed confidence in the future of Tesla's electric vehicle lineup, particularly the Tesla Model 2. This new, potentially more affordable addition to the company's offerings has been met with Musk's enthusiastic approval, signaling Tesla's commitment to broadening electric vehicle accessibility. Yet, not all news is rosy. HSBC analysts have raised concerns over the timelines for Musk's ambitious plans at Tesla. Known for his bold claims and audacious goals, doubts persist as to whether Tesla can deliver on Musk's grand visions within the stipulated deadlines. Such skepticism underscores the necessity for prudent evaluation of Tesla's feasibility against the backdrop of intense anticipation for the company's future. In an unexpected development, Musk has made a plea for Israel to extend kindness towards Gaza to thwart Hamas. A proponent of humanitarian causes and international cooperation, Musk offers this unconventional solution as a potential means to reduce tensions and alleviate suffering in the region. Though some might find this surprising, it aligns with Musk's ongoing drive to foster empathy and compassion on a global level. These are the most recent updates on Elon Musk's ventures. Keep following for more news about the tech billionaire's explorations in technology and beyond. MicroStrategy, the well-known business analytics company, has made waves in the crypto world with exciting developments regarding its Bitcoin investment. Last year, they announced a significant engagement with Bitcoin, a strategic decision that has seen remarkable returns. It's reported that there's been a staggering growth in MicroStrategy's initial Bitcoin investment of $4.6 billion, which has now swelled to over a whopping $5.77 billion. This represents an increase of more than $1 billion. Moreover, the company has realized $1 billion in unrealized profit from its Bitcoin holdings. These numbers are a testament to the effectiveness of their strategic Bitcoin implementation. A particularly impressive consequence of this venture has been a significant boost in MicroStrategy's stock value. In 2023 alone, the stock experienced a momentous 246% surge. This growth can largely be credited to their successful Bitcoin investments, a strategy led by MicroStrategy's founder and executive chairman, Michael Saylor. Saylor's decision to adopt Bitcoin as a treasury asset for MicroStrategy has not only resulted in significant unrealized profit, but it also considerably bolstered their stock value. The innovative approach taken by MicroStrategy has not only positioned them as forerunners in corporate adoption of cryptocurrencies, but has also inspired other corporations to consider similar ventures. The story of MicroStrategy illustrates the potential and benefits that Bitcoin could offer to businesses. As the crypto industry continues to mature and evolve, it'll be intriguing to observe the progression in MicroStrategy's Bitcoin strategy and assess if it triggers a trend of companies integrating cryptocurrencies into their strategies. In summary, MicroStrategy's noteworthy Bitcoin investment has had a profound impact on its stock value. Stay connected for more updates on this exciting journey, along with other crypto-related news and developments. In related NatWest news, the former CEO Alison Rose stands to lose a huge sum of £7.6 million due to the fallout from a scandal. The controversy, which revolved around Rose admitting to discussing the details of Nigel Farage's bank account, led to her resignation alongside the closure of Farage's bank accounts. As a significant consequence, the board of NatWest decided to forgo the payout that was due to Rose in the wake of her departure from the bank. The row with Farage has indeed created a buzz within the banking industry and dealt a substantial financial blow to the ex-NatWest boss. In recent Vince McMahon news, intriguing developments have emerged concerning his ties with TKO, WWE's parent company. The charismatic chairman and CEO of WWE has his sights on a significant financial feat, aiming to sell over $700 million worth of his TKO shares. For those unfamiliar, TKO is a result of a merger between WWE and UFC, two powerhouses in combat sports and entertainment. This bold move by McMahon could have interesting implications for the organization. However, while McMahon plans to cash in, other TKO executives seem to be moving in the opposite direction. These top-ranking officials are reportedly buying back millions of dollars worth of stock, signaling their belief in the company's future prospects and growth. Uncertainty surrounds this major shift in TKO ownership. McMahon's decision to sell a large portion of his shares raises questions about his long-term strategy for the company. Conversely, the executive's decision to purchase more stock indicates optimism in the organization's potential. Stay tuned as we continually monitor these changes and provide further updates. More Vince McMahon news, along with other sports and entertainment updates, will follow. The perplexing saga of WeWork continues, with the company placing a bet on another bankrupt company, while undergoing its own bankruptcy process. WeWork's controversial co-founder, Adam Neumann, from a meteoric rise to a stunning fall, is now attempting a return, adding another twist to the tapestry of events. In the midst of the company's tumultuous situation, David Tolley has stepped in to replace Neumann. Tolley's clear-eyed approach and different style are intended to steer the company away from past controversies and set a new direction. In a surprising turn, despite the company's Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing, WeWork's stock impressively soared on its over-the-counter debut, indicating the ongoing interest and intrigue that surrounds the company. While dealing with bankruptcy proceedings, WeWork is concurrently initiating a restructuring process to bolster its capital structure, minimize debt, and ensure continued operation. Even amidst these difficulties, Neumann is positioned to receive an unexpected windfall of $430 million from the bankruptcy, a somewhat humorous and mysterious aspect of this unfolding story. As the roller coaster ride that is WeWork continues, the company appears determined to recover from this testing period under new leadership. Stay tuned for more updates on the salient saga of WeWork. Thank you for tuning in to this episode on Business in English, and remember, great things happen when you combine passion, hard work, and a determination to succeed.